Israel has once again escalated its military attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip, hours after U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visited the region to push forward the so-called peace process. After the preparation of this report, in separate Israeli airstrikes, 4 Palestinians have been killed and 7 have been injured in northern and central Gaza. Of the slain Palestinians, 3 were affiliated with the Islamic Jihad and the 4th with the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine. The Israeli military said its aircraft had attacked armed men on Thursday. For their involvement in recent rocket attacks on southern Israel, Islamic Jihad has vowed to avenge this aggression.
The Zionist enemy tries to blackmail the resistant factions through its non-stop aggression and imposition of the siege in order to force us to accept its conditions, which does not meet our demands of lifting the blockade, opening all border crossings and halting all forms of aggression.
The democratically elected movement of Hamas said that the latest military escalation, which came only 2 months after Israel ended its 22-day offensive, shows that Israel is not interested in a long-term truce with the Palestinian resistance.
The latest Zionist escalation against Gaza is aimed at putting pressure on the resistance movements so they accept the enemy's conditions for the truce and prisoner swap deal being mediated by Egypt. We hold the enemy responsible for the consequences and we will defend our people.
Analysts say that more Israeli attacks are expected in the coming days after Hillary Clinton gave the green light to Israel to crush the resistance factions by resuming targeted assassination.
She is here in order to silence any forces of resistance against Israel.
Israel launched an all-out war against the Gaza Strip on December 27 that left nearly 1,400 Palestinians dead and about 5,500 others wounded, with women and children making up the majority of the casualties. Israeli military escalation against besieged Gaza comes after visit of the U.S. Secretary of State to the region and her talks with Palestinian Authority officials in Ramallah. Clinton had visited Israel before heading to the West Bank. Yusuf Al-Hulo, Press TV.